Well, good morning, everybody. Notice I said good morning, not good afternoon or good evening. This is Stormy Mitchell along with Goss Bolden. We are at the Glass House. We're at MTSU today. Again, last night we watched the Rebels go down to the Bearden Bulldogs. Unfortunately, for the Rebels, the season came to a crashing end. But our season for WAKM and 11 AAA, Garth, still continues. We got the Bruins and the Patriots coming up here shortly.
Yes, we do, Stormy. And, you know, it's good to be here again this morning. I don't know what to do calling a basketball in mid-morning.
Well, we'll just have to think what time it is and try to stay focused and
It's usually not daylight when we're calling games.
This is true, but we're here at 10 o'clock. It's kind of nice to have the early game. Last night, we were the fourth game of four, and unfortunately, one of them went overtime. A couple of them were elongated. The problem is we started an hour late.
We did start an hour late, and it was a long afternoon, and unfortunately, it turned out to be a long game, a long second half for the Franklin Rebels. But you know what? New morning. We got a new matchup here with Brentwood and Oakland, and, you know, let's as I said last night, let's see whose game plan is executed best, because there's one thing about it. Oakland is going to bring it full court the entire game, and you know, if Brentwood has to eliminate turnovers, and if they can do that, it can be a very competitive basketball game.
Well, we're looking over at Oakland right now, and Garth, their basketball team lost four games in the month of November, and people going, well, they can't be very good. Well, by the way, they won the state championship in football, and five of the starters on football are now playing basketball, and Garth, they've lost one game since then.
Well, they're very athletic. You can see that. They're very long. There's a kid out here right now that I'm just watching warm up, Darian Anderson.
Yep.
That's a D1 player right there. I'm going to tell you right now, he's got the build, he's got the height, he's 6'6", he can shoot, and he can jump through the roof. Outside of that, I guarantee you they're going to be quick. And when you take football players that have won a state championship, you know, think about how many of these kids right here play in the secondary. They know how to defend. They're ball hawks, they know how to go after the ball, and you can translate that into basketball. They want the ball.
Well, watching them warm up, it's almost, I think the term is, do you say awe-inspiring or awestruck? I mean, you can go two directions with that AWE on the front end.
Well, they're not, you know, they're not Whitehaven from Memphis, and they're not Memphis East caliber, but they're athletic. They're as athletic as those teams. They're just not as long. I mean, you take 7'1" Wiseman kid from Memphis East, and then you take the kid from Whitehaven at 7'3". Man, you can't defend that. I mean, come on. That's why Wiseman's the number one recruit in the country and going to Memphis. On the other hand, you got Brentwood over here. Brentwood's got to play fundamental. They've got to play within themselves. They've got to understand what they can do and do best, protect the basketball. The key is going to be Preston Moore not getting, upended by the defense of Oakland. They're going to have to get the ball to the middle of the floor and then go, and that's how you attack the press. I think Brentwood can keep it competitive. They've got some athletes. Harry Lackey is going to go up against their most athletic kid. I can guarantee you that on the post end.
It's going to be a great matchup.
Well, you know, Harry Lackey, let's just make mention to Harry Lackey right now. You know, that kid, 6'6", can jump through the roof as well. Very talented. You know, in order for him to reach the next level, this is the kind of stage right here that he needs to be able to perform on. Because, you know, getting through district, and I said this last night and I'm going to say it again this morning, we don't have teams like these in the district.
That's true.
So in order for Harry Lackey, Winley, you know, you just go through the list that are going to play at the next level. They've got to perform on this stage right here. If you want to do it, you've got to step up and do it on this stage, and that's the maturation of what it takes for these college kids to say, okay, they got it. We can coach that kind of kid, because if they perform here, then they can do it at the next level and they're coachable. Can't get starstruck in these kind of situations.
Amen. And this is a well easy place to get starstruck. Huge crowd here, probably close to. It's a little early yet, but I will say we still got another about 8-10 minutes for tip off. There'll be 5,000-6,000 people here at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Glass House here at MTSU. Jason Tomlin's on the board. Appreciate him helping us out there. We've got shout-outs galore. We're going to do those here in the broadcast when we know everybody's tuned in. We've got a bevy of folks listening for Brentwood, literally nationwide, and we're going to have fun calling those names out. Appreciate them tuning in on AM 950. And as a reminder, this game will be put on podcast in its entirety at the conclusion within the next 24 hours, and that'll be at WAKMWorldwide.com, our website, then /games podcast. And Darryl Williams has done a great job at in Studio A, kicking those in, keeping those abreast, and I'm getting more and more people, Garth, lined up, literally coming up and saying, thank you so much for taking time to download those where we can download them and share them with our family and friends. And the station is doing a fabulous job. And the station can only do that because they're great sponsors, and you and being one of them right here at Gateway Tire.
Well, thank you. And we're honored to be involved sponsoring the Gateway Tire Player of the Week, Gateway Tire Player of the Year. You know, it's been a fun season. It's gone by quick.
Boy, has it ever.
You know, there's one thing about Williamson County, and I'll say, you know, being a part of Williamson County, and, you know, we sure love our sports teams, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm proud for the Brentwood Bruins, proud for the Franklin Rebels. What an outstanding season for both teams. And, you know, I told Coach Shirley before the game, I went over, and as you know, I love to joke about his clothing that he's always wearing. But I told him, I said, you know what, Coach? I said, you weathered the storm. And he said, I sure have. He says, I can remember a conversation we had in your office last year. And I said, you've done well. So, you know, it's what it's all about. You know, it's an honor. It's an honor to be here with this team.
It certainly is, Garth. And we are going to have a good time. They're going to have an introduction. I think they're going to have the color guard. I do see some microphones out in out front. And I know they're going to do the national anthem here shortly. And here comes the choral group right now. Jason, let's do this. Let's take it back. The choral group walking out now. Let's go ahead and take a minute and a half, a quick 90 seconds for the national anthem. We'll come back with the starting lineup here from the Glass House on the campus of MPSU.
Well, young man, I hope you've learned a lesson. No more batting ball this close to my house.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're paying for my picture window that Lewis Glass had to replace.
Yes, ma'am.
Those Lewis Glass folks were very nice, Sonny Boy. And speaking of that...
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to mow my grass this summer to pay for that replacement glass from Lewis Glass.
Yes, ma'am.
By the way, son, how old are you anyway?
I'm 46.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court in Franklin. Call 615-790-1977.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
Since 1949, Puitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service has been serving the automotive repair needs of generations of Williamson Counties. The expert mechanics at Puitt Brothers service all types of vehicles, from minor repairs to major problems. They specialize in brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, transmission repairs, oil changes, tune-ups, and maintenance. Puitt Brothers is a home-owned, family-operated business. 112 Alpha Drive, just off Columbia Avenue in Franklin.
And good morning again. This is Stormy Mitchell along with Garth Bolden. We are at the campus of MTSU in the Glass House. At the campus here for the state finals. We're down to the grade eight. Had a couple games yesterday. A couple teams were eliminated. One of them, unfortunately, being our Franklin Rebels. Also, Sevier County was eliminated. Moving on was Bearden and also Memphis Whitehaven. Our contest coming up here shortly is going to take on the Oakland Patriots right here in Murfreesboro, just down the street. And they've got a huge crowd to our right, all decked out in red and white. And to our left, the Brentwood Bruins from Brentwood, all decked out to our left in royal blue. Garth, what a huge crowd. Look at the cheering section here for the Bruins.
The Bruins are representing very, very well this morning and made the trip up 24 here. And, you know, Oakland's is right around the corner. And I believe the Brentwood fans have them outnumbered.
I do. I believe you're 100% correct on that. Dr. Kevin Kydell's principal over at Brentwood. And I think they gave them some... some time off from classwork, and right now they're kind of introducing some of the not starting lineups. We're waiting for that coming up here shortly. We appreciate people tuning in. We've got the Lackey's grandparents listening, Bill and Catherine. I think they're listening from Vanderbilt Hospital, and we wish them well and hope they get feeling better, and we sure appreciate them tuning in on AM950 or radio.net. We got folks tuned in literally worldwide for this broadcast. We're humbled, honored, and privileged to bring it to you.
Well, you know, I want to give a shout out to the McPherson family, the Park family in McMinnville listening, James McPherson living in Hawaii. We got a lot of listeners, Stormy. That's what it's all about.
Okay, starting lineups are starting to be called out for Brentwood. First one out of the shoes, John Winley, 6'2 sophomore guard. Also for Blackman is number 2, Lonnie Tyler, 6' junior guard. Also for Brentwood is number 12, Preston Moore. He's a senior guard, 5'9. Wow, and his compatriot is Derek McDonald, guard. He's 6'3 and looks like an SEC safety.
I guarantee you that kid plays football.
Lord.
There's the kid right there that impresses me.
Also, number 22 for the Brentwood Bruins comes out, Perry Lackey. Number 24, Cole Massey. And for the Blackman team, we've got number 23, the Dorian Anderson, as you mentioned earlier, 6'6 junior. And last but not least, 24, Jaden Jameson, 6'3 senior. I know he played football. He was safety on the football team. Also, number 25 will be Lamarius Jackson, 6'3. Garth, I'm looking at one of the most physical lineup of athletes that I've ever seen step on the floor, and they represent, I said Blackman earlier, please forgive me, for Oakland.
Well, they're not tall, but they've got quick written all over them. And this kid right here, number 23, that's jumping against Lackey, that boy can jump. He can get up.
Well, we're going to have some basketball action right here for you on AM950. Got basketball, and guess who gets the tip? Harry Lackey out jumps him. Preston Moore pulls the ball down. The Bruins are in their royal blue with gold trim with white numerals. They're going from left to right on your radio dial. Oakland's going to be in all white tonight with red numerals, black trim. Good ball movement by the Bruins initially. Moore's out, backs them out, and Garth, you're right. That team sports got them those good-looking Adidas shoes in royal blue for this tournament.
Well, they're sharp, aren't they?
That's a good look. I was hoping we would get some, but we'll see if they can get it in Munchkin sizes also. Lackey thinks about the three. Jet stop floater. Back rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Ben Mills fights for it. Can't pull it down. Here comes Oakland on the drive. Up and no good. Rebound. Winley. John Winley on the rebound. Pulls it down to 7:09 mark. We've got no score. Cole Massey gets it down the right wing. Kicks it down to John Winley at the left wing. They reset.
Well, the thing about Brentwood, they've got to be patient. They've got to be extremely patient to stay in this ball game and win this ball game.
Big crowd here tonight enjoying this action already at 10 o'clock. Shot from the corner. Cole Massey got it.
There we go.
3-0 Bruins on top. Cole Massey, he's got to have a big game today.
Gateway Tire Player of the Week right there. That boy can shoot. Brentwood starting out in a 2-3 zone for me.
That's what I've noticed there. And they sometimes will drop back into a man, but I like the fact they're going to make Oakland play against this 2-3 zone. Good ball movement outside the 3-point line for Oakland. They kick it around, move it to the right, kick it back left on the right wing. Ball's way out front to Jackson. He gets in the corner to Jameson. Jameson Jackson. Okay, there goes the J squad. And they reload. They back it out to the midcourt, kind of reload. Number 2, Tyler, is the point guard. He's directing traffic down the left wing. And right now, this Brentwood defense really looks solid. Shot from 3, downtown. Number 2, Lonnie Tyler, point guard. He's just a junior, and Garth, he nailed that one from about 28 feet.
Well, believe it or not, Darian Anderson's only a junior, too.
Yep, and foul call on 25 for Oakland, and that will be Lamarius Jackson, 6'3 senior, and he is a prototypical free safety. Looks like he could suit up for Tennessee right now. Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, pick your defensive backfield in football. What a specimen. Here comes Moore out front for the Bruins in the royal blue with white numerals tonight, or this morning. We'll get that mixed up. Pass across the middle to Morris. Off first block. And it's stolen. Going the other way is number 3, McDonald. Up and good. McDonald announcing his presence with authority.
What a move.
What a move. What a presence. What a great deal and determination. 5 threes are scored at the 5-minute mark. Massey's open. He throws it to Mills. He's got to have a big game. Winley's open for 3. back rim. Can't get it. Rebound. Here come the Patriots. Cross the timeline. Boy, that number three is
a charge. That's hard.
That's right. Preston Moore.
Great job.
Step in and takes one for the
that
team.
Was a great job by Preston Moore.
Boy, I tell you what, number three, Derrick McDonald, 6'3", and he's grinning, but I tell you what, he's got away right at 200. He's grinning. He's thinking, I remember that.
Well, he did charge. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That Preston Moore was held his position and
that took some guts.
That took a lot of guts.
I mean, I was bored. Oh, man, I was right in front of us. I'm thinking, oh.
That might be the best move I've seen Preston Moore make all season right there.
We're going to give him credit for that. Ball's in bounds. Lost. Lackey loses control. Picked up. Here come the Patriots. And they were state champions, by the way, in football. And five of the players, after they won the state championship, got on the team. They lost one game since they've come on the roster. Good ball movement out front.
And there's only two seniors out there.
That's
the rest
true.
Are juniors.
That's right. Troy Bonds, their coach, they're coming at 24-5. And the Bruins come in this ball game. Whistle blows, goes out of bounds, still open ball. Bruins come in this tournament, coached by Greg Shirley, also Vince Carter. And what a great job, Miles Thrash, and what a great job they've done.
I bet Dennis King's listening this morning.
I bet he is. Yeah, Coach King's up in Pennsylvania, Slippery Rock, the home of Whoop.
Charge.
And
that
that's our
charge.
Number charger. That's
yep.
right.
Sure was.
Cole Massey takes one for the team, and that two fouls called. That was on 25. And when Lamaris Jackson runs over at 6'3", about 205, you just say, hey, what was the license plate of that truck?
Well, it's there. I mean, and a lot of times, very athletic teams, they can't control themselves on penetrations and stuff like that. So you got two quick charges back to back.
Mandrell Grant, number four, checks in. Here comes Lackey breaking the press. Offloader, be good. Short. Good hustle by Grant. Rebound. Here come the Patriots on the fast break. In the middle, up, and a bevy of Bruins get the block, but the foul's called.
Not sure which one fouled, about any of the three could have fouled.
Yeah, that was good defense. I liked how they got back. I didn't see the numbers. Unfortunately, the officials are facing away from us to the scores table, and we're the last ones to find out. We'll find out shortly who did the foul. So the line's 24 for the Patriots. That's Jameson. High in the bucket. He's looking into the Brentwood cheering section. And they're making it difficult, but he made the basket. 6-3 is our score. 3:48, first quarter action. High in the bucket is Jameson. John Winley's to his left. Made them both. Good touch by Jameson, 24. Good-looking athlete. Bruins trailing 7-3. They've had 1 3-pointer by Cole Massey. And the they call Preston Moore. And the full-court press is being employed by Brentwood. And last night, when Franklin had that happen to him, unfortunately, they imploded.
The wheels came off.
It did, unfortunately. Inbound to the Patriots, and Moore's called for the foul, and he knew it. He was trying to make a good play, but go airborne for a jump ball like that.
That's two on Preston Moore, so... Joey McPherson's going to be checking in for McPherson.
And you said a lot of McPherson's were listening.
A lot of McPherson families listening. We appreciate them. I had a chance to talk with his parents coming in, and, we're thankful for their listening.
Here comes the Patriots. Good ball movement out front down to the right wing. Kicks out front to Jameson. He's at top of the key into Jackson. Kicks it to the wing. Drives the baseline. Floater. Kicks it back out. Good ball movement. Very patient by the Patriots.
Showing a lot of patience. You're exactly right.
And, I mean, they're playing with poise. They're oozing. Shot from the wing. No good. Rebound. Fall for it. Pulled down by Grant.
What?
Driving the paint. Left-handed floater. No good. Cole Massey. Ripped one out of the air for the Bruins. Here they come. Trailing forward. The 3-minute mark. First quarter action here on AM950. And radio.net. Nation and the worldwide. Darth, this place is filled up. Brentwood has got more people here than Oakland. Oakland's just 2 miles down the road.
Yeah, they certainly do. This whole end down here.
Alley-oop. Alley-oop to Lackey, and he draws a foul. McPherson was at first I didn't realize what he was doing. He was at the timeline and threw a high-arching pass, and Lackey picks it up, draws a foul, is going to line, shooting two.
Yeah, our south to our left down here is full of Brentwood students.
It's huge.
They have shown up in big support.
Lackey's eye in the bucket.
There you go.
His grandparents are listening right there in Vanderbilt Hospital. Hope they're on the road to recovery. Appreciate them tuning in. Their grandson's looking good out there today. Second one on the way. Good. Rattled around, but gravity kept it in the cylinder. 2:48 to go. Here comes the Patriots up 7-5, the 2:40 mark. And Garth, I am really impressed not only with their physical ability, but their poise under this type of duress is showing me something.
Well, they're well coached. I mean, both in football and basketball.
Yeah, they got a program every inch of the way, as does Brentwood. Brentwood's still in that 2-3 zone. Good ball movement out front, working around inside. Jameson kicks it to the wing from three. No good. Rebound. Ben Mills clears it out. Now it's in his presence with authority. Here comes Lackey on the drive. He goes up.
Come on.
Oh, then he was out of bounds. And yeah, good call by the ref.
He almost had it. This official right here didn't call it.
Yep, good hustle, though. Good hustle. Try to save it going out of bounds.
I think Lackey sometimes forgets how high he jumped.
Well said. Yeah.
He was close to the rim, and he just put that too far up off the backboard.
Well, he's going to have a thundering dunk here later tonight. It's going to bring this Brentwood crowd to its feet. We're right at 150, first quarter, 7-5. Pacing on the ball game. They're kind of feeling each other out right now. Not in a hurry. Coach Troy Bond is known for his methodical play, and you tell this team is extremely well coached. Shot from the key, bottom. No. Wow, what a shot. Dorian Anderson, that's the kid you talked about. 6'6". Garth, what a soft touch.
What a specimen.
Yep.
That's the basketball body if there ever was one.
That's right. Windley on the drive, kicks it back to Massey for three.
Oh,
no
man.
Good. Missed that one to the left. Here come the Patriots. Quickly across the timelines, Tyler. Tyler drives down the left wing, kicks it out front to number three, which is that McDonald kid, which is an absolute. He looks like an NFL safety. Shot, no good.
He's got to be a football player.
He's got to be. I mean, look at him. Here comes McPherson, drives.
Atta boy.
Good hustle. Good sportsmanship that time showed by McDonald.
Just drew the second foul on McDonald for me.
Yep, got two fouls on McDonald. Kind of held McPherson up from flying into the bleachers, showing some great sportsmanship like that out here early. And this morning, McPherson out in the bucket. Left that one a little short. He's a weedy short to get that one in. Get that boy an extra biscuit for breakfast.
Joey's a good free throw shooter, so a little off.
Rare miss. Mills is out. Brennan is in. 42 for the Bruins.
It's
left it. He didn't finish that Chick-fil-A biscuit this morning or whatever he had for breakfast. 47 seconds, 9-5 is our score. Low scoring affair here from the glass house here at the campus in TSU. Ball's in. Ben moves to Jameson. He's double-teamed by a bevy of Bruin. Kicks it back out. Oh, nice floater. No good.
Where did he come from?
Wow, I don't know. Call jump ball. And Lackey and Anderson both showing great athleticism getting that jump ball. It takes with the Patriots. The error was going their way at 31 seconds. Taking it out from their own under basket. Out front, and ball stolen.
Anderson wasn't ready for the pass.
Anderson wasn't ready. Moore had it, lost it. Tyler kicks it in. Oh, good move. Up and
good
rebound.
Good defense by Lackey. Good
That's
defense.
Right. Lackey and Drennan on the rebound. 42 coming in, get some good minutes. Evan Drennan, 6'3 junior. He'll be back next year. And the Patriots are continued to press full court with 20 seconds left. Lackey out to get a breather. Massey back in. Correction, that's number 20 in for
John Burke.
Yes, John Burke. He plays football. Pretty good running back in his own right. 14 seconds. Get it to McPherson down the right wing. He's double teamed. They get into Massey. Give it go.
To Burke.
Backdoor cut. That's a V cut, as Clark Bolden would say. Three seconds. 2-1. Shots on the way. No good. Almost rimmed it out. 9-7s. I score. End of one. Jason Tomlin, let's take 1 minute here on AM 950. 1 minute.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I'm meditating.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
WAKM Franklin.
And we're back. Second quarter action. The Bruins trailing 9-7. Oakland's coming out, and Oakland looks like they've shifted.
Still in a man. They're just stepping back. They're not extending it like Bearden did last night.
Well, Bearden pushed Franklin all the way to the midcourt. Did they not?
They certainly did. This is an unusual lineup right here that's in for Brentwood right now. We haven't seen this lineup this season.
A very small lineup. Moore goes in, and he gets it knocked out of bounds. Still there, ball. Nice defense that time by 32.
He got saved by 32 right there.
Carter Barnes.
He went into no man's land right there, left his feet, looking to pass.
Coach Shirley was giving the starters, Mills, Lackey, and Winley, some extra breathing time there. I hope that'll pay off down the stretch. Yeah, Moore got no man's land, pass into Winley, give and go. Wow, had Mills on the back door, missed it. Moore backs it out right behind the three-point line. We're at 7 minutes, under 7 minutes, 9-7 is our score. This is a chess match on a 96-foot stage. Mills goes up.
He got fouled. They called a walk. You know, they may be playing a matchup zone, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what I kept thinking.
Because they let Lackey cut through and nobody picked him up.
That's why I was asking. That's why I almost was thinking that. Old point guard in me from 100 years ago was kind of eyeballing that. Here come the Patriots down the left wing. It's Tyler. Tyler's shot long. No good. Moore comes up with the rebound. He's going to take it away. He's 1-on-4. And he gets a slap to the cheap seat. Wow. Jameson slaps it all the way up to the cheering section. Look back at him and says, you want some more of this? Wow. Moore was brave to take it in. Lackey gets it kicked out of bounds. Still Bruins ball. Second quarter action. 6:30 is time left before halftime. Get it in to Cole Massey. Way out front. It's Winley down the left wing.
They got to get Ben Mills active here. He's quiet right now. He needs to be involved on the offensive end. He's done fine on defense, but he needs to be offensive.
I agree. And I think ball's kicked out of bounds, still Brentwood ball. And the way they're matching up on that zone, he's got about a 4-inch height advantage.
But that doesn't mean anything when they jump up there and tip that basketball on the inbound pass.
Boy, you're right about that. 25 comes back in for Oakland. That would be Jackson.
Now they're in man.
They switch out. Lackey's down the right wing. Winley out front.
Whoa, there you go.
How about a give and go to Lackey? Backdoor cut. Beautiful pass. Assist. Preston Moore. We're tied at 9 at 5:50 to go before halftime. Brentwood cheering section's got a lot to cheer about here. Baseline drive goes up. Ball's
good
job. He blocked him from the back. Shot on the way. Beautiful off the glass. Shot by Grant. Mandrell Grant scores. Here come the Bruins across the timelines. Lackey gets it to Moore down the right wing. I love that last backdoor cut. Mills is down the right wing looking to Winley. He cuts the line, cuts up, cross court. Massey's open. Way off. Well, he
two air balls.
Man, he made the first one. The last two shots were errant at best. 11-9 is our score. Sold him by Moore. Foul call on 25. Is that his? That kind of
third.
Third. All right. They have Lamarius Jackson, 6'3" senior forward, and he's got 3 fouls, and he's going to the bench.
Yeah, he's done for the half.
Subbing in for him is number 12, Carrington Allen. Carrington Allen, 6'2". God, they got 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". There's no shortage of athletes on the floor for the Patriots. Four going the line. 4 Patriots surrounded him. His Bruin fellowship at the other end, and he rims it out.
Those are right there what you got to have. Got to have those.
Got to make them. 4:50 to go. 11-9 is our score before halftime. Good ball movement out front. Shot on the way. Wow. Lackey. Rebound over the top of 3 Patriots. Pulls it down to Bill, and he walks.
No, they call push.
Good. His feet move. I wonder if they're going to call the push or the walk. Good open. Sorry to say open field pass. Open look pass. Lackey led
in open field compared to the regular high school.
You feel like you're playing on a football field. It's a big one here. Bills to the line. You're right, Garth. We got to get him lit up. Going high in the bucket. Short.
Oh, good shot.
Bottom.
Had just enough to get over the front of that rim.
That's all it takes. Terry Merrill said always aim at the front of the rim. 4:40 to go for halftime. Second one on the way. God, 17. Memphis, loud. 4:30 to go for halftime. Oakland very impressive in their poise and patience. Good ball movement out front. Kick it down the right wing out front. Moore's intimidating. He's irritating. The best way I can say it. Tyler.
I'd say irritating.
Irritating. That's a compliment if you're a guard. Oakland just works around the top of the key. Baseline cut goes up on the foul call.
Man,
that's called on Massey from the back, and I didn't like that call, but that's all right. They don't care what I think. Going to the line for the Patriots is number 24, and that's Jameson. He's 6'3". Looks like
Massey was good.
Yeah, he's going for and one. It's like he plays middle linebacker. And he shoots like a middle linebacker.
He doesn't feel comfortable at the line, that's for sure.
No, hers is still hands of brick on that shot. We'll take it. Run to 4 minutes. Bruins trailing only by two, 13-11, and almost tipped away. Tyler, quick, ever so quick hands for the Patriots.
You know, when you can hit people in football, you don't have to have great hands.
No, you don't. Just knock the stew out of them.
You got to have muscles in your legs and your shoulders like that young man has.
His cup overflows with blessings of muscles. Down to Matthew, the baseline to Mills. Good ball movement. The Bruins being patient. Coach Shirley say like the matchup today. So far, so good. Only trailing by two at the 3:20 mark.
Well, they're playing very smart so far this half. Proud for them.
Methodical. Matthew, open. He's 1 for 4.
Good hustle.
Good hustle. John Winley saves.
Oh, we got a foul.
Wow. Is that on 23?
I believe it is on 23.
We will take that one. That's called on Anderson for Oakland, and Ben Mills going to the line.
Now they call that on number 32.
Was it?
Yeah. I didn't even see him around, but that's who they called it on.
Well, I would have preferred to have been on Anderson.
Me too. There you go, Ben.
Ben makes the first one, 13-12 at 3:15 to go before halftime. Shout out again to Harry Lackey's grandparents, Bill and Catherine. They're enjoying listening from the hospital room at Vanderbilt. Also, Coach Shirley's family. Barry, Dean, Monty, Shirley, Dave, and Ann Winley, we know are listening over in Indiana. Miss Betty Lee's over in Brentwood. Coach Shirley's wife, Natasha, I bet she's here, but the daughters, Elizabeth and Jamie, are probably listening also. Shout out to them. Good ball movement out front. Almost stolen by Moore. He thought he had it. Slapped his hand. Patriots been very methodical. Drive, kicks it back out down the right wing. Martley, good ball movement. Down the left wing. Oakland's being patient. 2 minutes, 40 seconds before halftime. Tyler thought about the drive cut off by McPherson. The McPherson family's listening. Got a ton of them listening today. Down the right wing to Jackson on the paint. Goes in, saw floater. Missed it. Foul's called. And
that's going to be on Winley.
And it is on Winley. We're trying to read the official signals as he's across, as he gives it to the scoring table across from us.
We're not used to reading them on the backside.
No, we're not. Going to line 23, what a phenom he is. Dorian Anderson, he's just a junior, 6'6".
Give a shout out to my wife who's listening on the Gateway shuttle van this morning. She just texted me that she had it tuned in on 950. Thank you, Kim, for listening.
Your beautiful bride, Miss Kim.
She's working hard while I'm here enjoying a little basketball.
You're going to buy her dinner tonight. Second one on the way. Good. Made them both. Garth, how many schools are after number 23, Dorian Anderson, at 6'6", junior? Would you say at least a dozen?
I would say so, yeah. But I'm sitting here wondering. I wonder if he's a receiver.
I think he is.
He could be a receiver.
Lackey gets the drive in the paint, gets the shot off, and he's fouled. Going to the line, shooting two. It's a 2:14 mark.
Number 12.
Number 12 would be Carrington Allen. Good. First shot within one. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go. Lower scoring affair. Coach Shirley's playing this close to the vest. He and Coach Carter over there is discussing strategy. And the recuperation at Vanderbilt's got to be going nicely now. Mr. Lackey made his second free throw. We're tied at 14. Almost under 2 minutes now before halftime. Grant gets it to the paint, kicks it back to Tyler, drives in, saw floater, left-handed. Wow.
Oh, that was smooth.
Man, I tell you what, that's smooth as silk. What a nice shot.
Okay, so I'm going to do this officially. I'm going to officially give my wife, Kim, a shout-out for listening.
You do
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm going to do it officially. Okay. She just texted me. I didn't give her an official shout-out.
Oh, well.
I officially gave her a shout-out.
Winley from three. No good. Well, sweet talker. Come on, say something nice, Garth. You know, you're always in trouble with your wife. You know how it is. Come on, Garth.
I insert foot in the mouth a lot. But
yeah, well, you're good at that. Ball's inside. Nice ball. Nice pass at that time. That's Mandrell Grant. Goes in the big forward. Gets it off the glass and scores. All of a sudden, it's 18-14. We're all right at above 10 to go before halftime. Bruins dire need of a basket.
You can see right there in those last two possessions, that's Oakland's kind of basketball. They were able to get their flow of the game right there. Quick basket and straight off the defensive end.
Moore thought about three down the left wing. Kicks it back out. We're at 50 seconds. McPherson to Moore. They're trying to get it to Mills. Mills is shot on the way with McPherson. Couldn't get it. Rebound.
Had a good look. He
had a good look.
Knock it down.
At 40 seconds, 18-14, the Bruins need a stop. They need a stop badly. They've been very methodical, very patient. Coach Shirley's got his 2-3 zone set up. We're at 25 seconds. The countdown is always tenuous. Tyler's out front, checking his shoes. Wish I could mug my leg move that far back. The ball is stolen by Moore. Moore gets steal. 3-pointer on the way. No good. Line drive. Missed it. 8 seconds. He had to steal. 5, 4, 3 shots away from Tyler. Fowler short. No good. Rebound. Bruins. And they don't call a foul. And wow, Anderson almost decapitates Ben Mills. No foul is called. It's halftime. 18-14 is our score. Garth, hit us with some totals there before we take a break.
I sure will. For the Brentwood Bruins, led at the half by Harry Lackey with 4. John Franklin Birch with 2. Cole Massey with 3. Ben Mills with 3. 14 points for the Brentwood Bruins. For the Oakland Patriots, led by Lonnie Tyler with 5. McDonald with 2. Mandrell Grant with 4. Darian Anderson with 3. Jaden Jameson with 4. 18-14 at the half, Oakland Patriots.
Sounds good. A shout-out to Amelia Osgood's grandparents. Ken and Margaret Marston are listening up in New Hampshire. Looks like it's Wolfsboro, New Hampshire. Also, John and Judy Osgood down in Lady Lake, Florida. There's the differential in climates for you between New Hampshire and Florida. And not to forget about, we got Rich and Jennifer Gann and listening to L.A. Also, Jennifer Osgood.
What about McPherson out in Hawaii? Lord, have mercy.
Yes, and Vera Rutherford in Hatton, Alabama. That's Abby, who does the stats for Brentwood. That's her mother, Miss Vera. She's getting a shout-out there in Hatton, Alabama. Garth, before we take a break, your thoughts, quick summation here of the first half.
Well, I think the first half was summed up fact that Brentwood was able to stay in their game plan. Going into half, 18-14, they were able to stay in the 2-3 zone the entire half. They didn't do a lot of turnovers. What baskets they were able to give up, they just couldn't get back quick enough and get instead into that 2-3 zone. Oakland's been very patient. They've been very, very patient. I look at this second half, really, really tough full court defense from Oakland.
Yeah.
So Brentwood's got to knock shot down. Ben Mills, Harry Lackey, they've got to step up inside, and they got to take the basketball to Oakland inside the paint. They do have a size advantage in there, but got to be quick pass. Brentwood was not anticipating the speed of Oakland early on.
1 3-point basket by Cole Massey. He's 1 for 4.
Yeah, and that one was nothing but net. The next 3 were about as ugly as you could get.
Looked like a Mitchell shot, didn't
Boy,
it?
Boy, ain't that the truth. I mean, nothing but airs, what that was. So, you know, got to do a better job. I think they've adjusted to the speed of Oakland. Now it's a matter of attacking the defense. How do you attack Oakland's defense? If they can do that, Brentwood can win this second half.
Okay, you say, how do you attack their defense? My question is, how do you stop their offense?
Well, I mean, you just don't give them second chances. I mean, they've made 1-3 themselves. They haven't hit but 1-3 offensively. Oakland has scored from the free throw line, from fouling on the inside. So, I mean, they defensively has not been a bad effort by Brentwood.
I agree.
So it's just a matter of understanding that teams like Oakland, they're gonna make quick passes and they're gonna make quick cuts. Those quick cuts, they're there, and you gotta react quicker. That's where the bass came from.
All right, if you're a coach, what weakness do you see in Oakland? I already know the answer. I know what my answer is. I got them on the
Their
question.
Weakness might be they overplay the ball.
Okay, on defense.
On defense.
Then you can exploit that.
Yeah,
backdoor cut.
They overplay the ball. And I would definitely, you know, we saw it one time, Preston Moore alley-oop to Harry Lackey.
Right.
We saw that work. He cut them to death. I mean, he cut them to death. But that matchup zone, sneaky. They're sneaky in that. They disguise it where you're looking like in their man-to-man, but they're really in a matchup zone.
Tell you what, got 6 minutes, 20 seconds before we tip off again. Jason Tomlin's on the board at Studio A at 1333 West Main. Jason, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take 5 minutes. We need a 5-minute break. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Here's second half action here. Class. Triple A, Grade 8 here from the Glass House and the MTSU. 5 minutes, Jason. Thank you, buddy. And we are back. Second half action starting here at MTSU campus. MTSU campus, we're in the Glass House. Stormy Mitchell on with Garth Bolden. Right now, the Oakland Patriots just got the tip. They got the ball. We're up 18-14. Third quarter action. The Bruins did a really good job. I think stalemating the Patriots, Garth.
Well, they're trying to find the lane that they want to take. Right there, it works.
Boy, they sure got a nice inside pass to Mandrell Grant. He's a 6'1 junior. He's got 6 points. And full court press is being employed. Fouls call on Tyler, number 2, Lonnie Tyler. He's 6 foot junior guard. And Garth, by the way, for Oakland, there's only 3 seniors, Jameson, Jackson, and Vaughn. There's 5 seniors for the Bruins. If they lose tonight, this will be five seniors' last ball game. So this is, I don't think it was brought up in the meeting. I don't think that's something you talk about, but I know it's in the back of their mind.
Well, I mean, in their minds it is, but yep. The rest of that is people go out and do their job like Ben Mills right there.
He did a spin move off the glass, and the senior gets them within four to 650 mark.
Just go out and do your job. You've worked hard all season long, all 4 years. Now get out here and make it count.
Let's get this win. Here come the Patriots. And Garth, we said earlier, good ball movement as they do that rotation. Step back three.
Good.
Oh, is that a two?
That's a two.
That's McDonald, the 6'3 junior.
He spent a lot of time on the bench. Foul trouble the first half. They need to get him back in foul trouble.
They sure do. Moore gets across the timeline quickly. Eludes a couple defenders. Kicks it back. Winley for three. Get in there, ball. Man, I thought gravity was going to take over. Rimmed out.
That'd been nothing but net if he had a shot from his high school three-point line.
Yep, not on the way. Oh,
wow.
Powered it up. 24. Jaden Jamison had the shot blocked, and it still goes in. Now, okay, timeout Coach Shirley. He didn't like what he's seeing. All of a sudden, it's 24-16. Calls a timeout to 5:58 mark. He didn't want this game to get away.
It's a smart timeout. I mean, this is the largest lead Oakland's had so far. Now you want to dial up a play, get yourself back in it, dial the play up, and then talk about what you're going to do on defense. So you got a two-fold timeout right there. You need to address, get you a set play in so you can get a quick bucket, and then what kind of adjustment are you going to do defensively. Very smart timeout on his behalf.
Coach Shirley has always done a great job. Been here 4 years. He's brought his Bruins to the state tournament two of the 4 years, and years prior to that, Dennis King had done 3 years in a row. We missed Coach King. I hope he's listening up in Slippery Rock. Always enjoyed him. I started to send him a text for the ball game, but we kind of got busy, but always enjoyed watching him pacing the sidelines for the Bruins. 5:50 to go, 24-16, the biggest lead of the night right now for the Patriots. They had a couple quick baskets. Backdoor give. Nice goes up. Lackey.
Oh,
and he draws a foul. He finally draws a foul. Backdoor cut. Baseline. Beautiful alley-oop from Moore to Lackey. He's going to line shooting too. Big crowd here from Oakland to our right. A larger crowd to our left from Brentwood. One in royal blue, one in all red. Lackey's good. Grandparents are listening on AM950 or radio.net on Vanderbilt. Shout out to Bill and Catherine. Second one on the way. Good. Mr. Lackey's got a big smile on his face after that completion. Got it. 24-18. Bruins need a couple stops. They do not want the Patriots to get on a roll here. They play methodical ball. They get on a roll. They'll take it full bore. Tyler's got it out front. The left wing to Jameson.
You'll see it go from about 10 miles an hour to 100 miles an hour in a split second,
yep,
which you'll see.
That's right. Spin move. Inside. Saw floater. No good. Lackey goes up.
Good job, Lackey. Good job. Oh, they're going to call him for walking.
Probably was a good call, but there could have been. Well, let's leave it that.
Could have called a foul there on a push.
I thank you. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was eyeing about.
Oh Lord, that's a mismatch of a jump.
Yeah, it sure was. Kicking it out inside, spin move. Ben Mills goes over the top and gets the rebound. Throwing that left elbow. I like that move. You can get some attention with that left elbow being cleared out like that.
oh wow!
And Tyler picks the pocket of Matthew. He goes up. Euro move. No good. Rebound. Fall for it.
Grab that basketball.
It's picked up by John Winley. Here comes Moore. Across the timeline to Lackey. Left baseline. Thought about the drive. Cross court pass to Winley down the right wing. Kicks it out. Matthew. That's his shot from three. Rimmed out.
Boy, he just can't knock one down right now.
One for five.
Good steal by Lackey.
By Matthew. Pressing by Lackey.
That's a foul. That's a block.
It sure is
good
a block.
Job.
And is that number 20?
25, I
that's
believe.
That's four on him. That is. He's shaking his head like, I didn't do it. What are you talking about? I didn't do that. Lackey came down hard on that.
Yeah, he got a little banged up right there. Ooh, on
boy,
when he came down.
Well, he came down on that left knee. You can already see it swelling already. High in the bucket, the 420 mark.
Good shot.
And I enjoyed watching him play since he was a freshman. Still just a junior. High in the bucket, the 420 mark. 24-19 to score. 24-20. Keep chipping away. Keep chipping away. And he's hollering at his teammates. Come on, man. We got this. Not usually the vocal leader, but he stepped up. The ball movement inside. Donald kicks it out front. Tyler. He walked. He sure did. 23. Anderson did a hop, dip, and a jump. You can't do that. Nice defensive stand by the Bruins. Trailing four with four to go. Third quarter action here on AM 950. Preston Moore trying to get it across the timeline. Ben Mills gets it back to Moore. He gets it across barely in time. Back it down the right wing, right in front of Coach Shirley. That's not his shot. shot. Bruins back it out to the timeline. We're at 3:40 to go. Trailing only by four. Well-played ball game. Very methodical. Chess match on wheels. Ah, Moore looked. He threw it at Coach Shirley. Threw it out of bounds.
Well, you know, if Coach Shirley wasn't wearing that blue, he wouldn't have thought that was his teammate over there.
I agree. Coach Shirley calls the timeout at the 3:33 mark. It's a 30. Let's keep it here, Garth. What is Brentwood doing that's better this half so far?
They're attacking. They're attacking the rim better this half than they did the first half. They're not giving up second shots on offense for the Oakland. So those two things, they've done much better. They just they've had a couple of turnovers here in this first half that are uncharacteristic. I mean, they really haven't been defended. They've just been, just lackadaisical passes or whatever.
Harry Lackey's out there giving encouragement to all his teammates. He's really stepping up as a leader. Just having a little seance there with Preston Moore. Brentwood's still in that 2-3 zone.
I tell you what, it's going exactly the way Coach Shirley would want it to go there. It's a tight ball game, low scoring game.
Wow, until that shot left the field. McDonald, wow,
the kid moved.
Darren McDonald, 6'3 junior, and man, I tell you what hang time, 3-point, 26-20. Preston Moore from downtown, back rim, can't get it to go, rebound. Here come the Patriots, 2:50 mark. Moore was open, had the look, but that was NBA range on three. 2-3 zone being employed by the Bruins, and we're at the 2:40 mark. 26-20 is our score. Tyler's got it down the right wing for the Patriots, kicked it back to the left wing. Shot on the way again, no good. Wow, nice rebound, pulled out of there, Ben Mills. Quickly across timeline, John Winley down the right wing.
Well, Winley needs to get involved offensively.
He sure does. He's taking a shot.
Good pass by Winley. That's goaltending.
That's goaltending. They don't call it.
That was goaltending.
Coach Shirley screaming goaltending. It was. They don't call it. Massey.
That had to work, though.
We'll take a 3-over-2 anytime. Cole Massey was open. Got his stroke back at 2:07 to go. And they did miss the goaltending call, but that's all right. We'll take the 3-quarter.
Yeah, we'll take the 3. It worked out.
Getting him back in the ball game. Down 3 with 1:50 to go, third quarter. Here come the Patriots trying to penetrate that 2-3 zone. Well, they get into Grant. He goes, man, that was okay, Mr. Fisher.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's only one on Ben Mills, unfortunately, shooting free throws.
One, the line is Mandrell Grant, 6'1 junior. Woo-wee! How about that one? That was a foot short.
Maybe that's a good foul.
That's a great foul. How do you shoot an air ball on a free throw? Second on the way. Hey, rimmed him out. Great foul by Ben Mills. Good defensive stand by the Bruins. 26-23 at 1:40. They got a chance to get this thing tied up.
There you
back
go.
Backdoor cut. Twinley.
Oh,
to Mills. He draws a foul. It's got to be. Come on, give it to him.
On the floor. Foul on the floor. Not sure who it's on.
23. Yep.
Sure is. It's his first.
That's on Anderson's first, and they did not call the shooting foul. McPherson gets to the end. Way out front. 3-point range. Backdoor cut. Mills goes up. Left-handed.
Ooh,
oh,
we
man.
We can knock it in.
Oh. A little body English over here, like I do on the golf course. I did everything but get it in for him. But Mills
that's
going
four to, on four.
That's right. That's Grant. He's got four to the line. Is Mills shooting two? 1:27 mark.
Come on, Ben Mills. Knock his shot down.
He's 1-for-4 from the free throw line.
Nah.
Massey's out for the Bruins. Burke is in. Give him Massey a breather for the fourth quarter. Second one on the way from Mills.
Got that one.
That was perfect. 26-24, 1:27, third quarter action. Nailbiter here from the Glass House campus of MTSU. We're in the great eight. Here come the Patriots driving in the paint. Saw floater.
Who fouled him?
Great acting call there. That is on McPherson. Going to line is Darren McDonald.
I didn't see that.
Like I said, great acting. This kid, as we described him earlier, 6'3", he's a junior, probably weighing at 205. Looks like a safety for the Tennessee Titans, and he makes the free throw. I'm like, say, what do you have for dinner? Whatever he's eating.
Wow. I guarantee he's a heck of a football player.
Yeah. High in the bucket. Cool as the other side of the pillow. Converts them both. I mean, this kid plays with great poise and passion. Bruins get the ball inbounds, trailing 28-24 at 1:10 mark. Got to get it across the timeline. Timeout's called. Coach Shirley didn't like what he was seeing. 1:06 to go. 28-24 is our score. Kind of a manicurist delight, a real nail biter here today, Garth. If you coach Shirley, what play are you drawing up with 1:06 to go in the third quarter?
Some kind of weak side pass, catch him off guard, like they had Ben Mills wide open over there a while ago. That was a nice play. Could try to get that alley oop again to Harry Lackey. They haven't run it this half. Try to catch him asleep, but got to worry about that Oakland press.
Lackey He's got a look of intention in his eyes. The junior has really stepped up. His grandparents are listening. Appreciate them tuning here on AM 950 today.
Actually, Oakland's backed into half-court defense here.
They sure have. They're coming out. We'll see what they do. That's that matchup zone again. Blackie's got it out front. Top three at three-point range. Gets it McPherson down the right wing. We're at 50 seconds. McPherson looks right. Get it to Mills. A ball over his head. Kicks it back to McPherson. We're at 42 seconds before the end of the third quarter. And Mills looks like got a backdoor cut. Winley on a soft floater. Get the roll.
There.
He got it. John Winley, made his grandparent in Indiana happy. 28-26, we're at 30 seconds.
I just said earlier, Winley needs to get involved offensively, and now's as good a time as any.
It's a great time to show up. It's 24 seconds. Oakland's being very patient. They're up by 2, 28-26. They were up one time 24-16. Fought back. Oh, nice shot on the way. Rebound.
Oh.
Mills can't pull it down. Rebound, soft floater.
No.
He didn't call a foul on Pearson. He did not. Yeah, he did.
He did, but I don't see how that was a foul.
Donald draws the foul, and Ross and I both of us can't be wrong. It'd be a rare feat. We were both wrong, right?
True.
McDonald.
Well, we're not official.
McDonald to the line. Well, this kid, what a specimen. What a great basketball player. He stands at the free throw line. Looks like he's shooting a Nerf ball in his kitchen. Makes it 29-26, 9 seconds to go. Taking his time, man. Cool. I mean, just relax. Flex the knees. Made them both. That's as good as it gets, guard. 9 seconds left. Bruins need to get the ball across court quickly. Moore gets across the timeline, gets to Lackey.
Gotta go.
4 seconds. Get it to Lackey. Do something. Shoot. Get the shot off. Shots on the way.
Boom. Good! And Burt nails it, the senior from the corner. Burt, number 20, nails it. As time expires, our score is 30-29. What a shot. John Franklin, Burt, 5'11", senior, nails it. We're going to take 1 minute here on AM 950. We got it. Fourth quarter coming up, 30-29 in favor of Oakland. 1 minute.
For a great pizza experience, Nashville Pizza is the place to be. Nashville Pizza Company uses only the freshest ingredients and makes its pizza dough daily. It's never frozen and contains no sugars. At Nashville Pizza Company, check out the delicious daily lunch specials. Menu items include appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and slices. Nashville Pizza, voted as a finalist for Nashville's best pizza. Two convenient locations. 152 Watson Glen Shopping Center on Highway 96 East. Phone 595-8001. And 2176 Hillsboro Road in Grassland. Phone 591-7050. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. And Sunday, 12 to 8. And go to their website, www.nashvillepizzacompany.com. Register to join their email list and take advantage of weekly promotions. Nashville Pizza Company, now delivering in your area. For the best pizza, it's Nashville Pizza.
And we are back. What? Shot on the way?
Good! All of a sudden, guess what? Great. The Bruins in the lead, back-to-back three-pointers by John Franklin Burks, the senior, off the bench, 32-30. And how the Patriots react now, first time they've been behind.
I believe Shirley's about a mile over there a little bit. He's in jock himself right here.
Well, Dean and Barry and Monty are all in loving what they're hearing now. Shot on the way, a little strong. Guess who gets the rebound? Ben Mills announcing his presence with authority. Across the timeline, John Winley down the right wing, double team, kicks it out front to Moore. Bruins up front, 32-30, 7-11 left. Fourth quarter action here from the Glass House.
Man, this Burt kid had come out of nowhere here.
Well, he's played some good minutes this year, but he hit those key threes. One at the last second, just a quick release to get him within one. Then the first play out of the scrimmage, Coach Shirley said, hey, you're hot. Take a shot. Mills goes up.
Know where you're at, Mills. Stay with it. There you
got
go.
It off the glass. 34-30. Patriots hadn't been behind on 4 points all night. Let's see how they react. 6:30 to go. Fourth quarter action. Yes, we're getting a little excited. Burks on defense. He's shutting down Tyler. Jackson down front. Goes right. Kicks back left. Goes into paint. Back to Tyler for three. Short. Rebound. McDonald kicks it out front. Soft floater. Wow. What a base. Baseline shot. Wow. Lonnie Tyler for the Patriots. Goss at the soft, a teardrop floater you'll ever see. Mills was open in the backdoor cut. They missed him. Winley drives in, goes up softly.
There we go.
John Winley's on fire. Indiana Flash is in fuego. 36-32. The Bruins up. Here come the Patriots trailing by four to 550 mark. Double team. There's a starting. It's a steal. Tomorrow. He's good.
There it is.
36-38, 32, 540. Burt picks his pocket. Moore gets a basket. All of a sudden, 6 point differential. We tried to say Troy Troy Bond is begging for a timeout. The Patriots are looking stunned. The student
They're definitely surprised
look
right
now. Look at the student section. They look like a deer in the headlight. The Bruins at the other end are having a good time. Guards are going to keep it right here. 1 minute. What are the Bruins doing to get ahead in this ball game, 38-32?
They're passing the ball extremely well right now. They're moving the ball with a purpose. They're looking. They've had some good looks to Ben Mills, and then all of a sudden they've gotten the penetration opened up because Oakland's overplaying the ball. And you know what? It all started by a young man named John Franklin Burt taking over the program. Taking over.
Yes, ma'am. And right now, the Brentwood Bruin cheerleaders outdid the Oakland cheerleaders going coast to coast.
You like that, don't you?
I love it. That's hard. I could be one and I'd fall, drop dead right there at the free throw line. It'd be one big slap.
Where classic country is back home again. AM 950 WAKM, Franklin.
And I will tell you this, the Patriots will not panic.
Just keep it close to the fourth quarter, and then anything can happen. That's what you look for.
That's true. Shot on the way.
He walked
it and called it. Saw Fuller, he got to roll. Boy, nice basket that time by Jameson. He walked, they didn't call it. Full court press being employed against the Bruins. We knew it was going to happen.
Stay patient.
Take your time. Get it across.
Uh-uh.
It's stolen. And foul
on Lackey. That's a good foul on Lackey.
It was. Uh-oh.
Great foul.
And Mandrell Grant kind of took
fine.
One. He's fine. He's on feet. It was inadvertent. Both were grabbing for the ball, and Grant took one across the face. He's all right. Lackey went over, checked on him, so, and it's not a shooting foul. It's not a shooting foul. 5 minutes and 4 seconds, 38-34. Patriots playing in methodical basketball, coached by Troy Bond. State champs in football. They're trying to do it in basketball, too. Got to get past the Bruins. Tyler inside. Good pass. Kick to the wing. Shot long. Rebound, Cole Massey. Massey's been on the bench for the better part of the third and fourth quarter. He's fresh. His last two shots were, the last shot he made was a three-pointer, so that'll help. We're under 430, four-point differential. Lackey's double-teamed out front. A lot of
somebody's
pressure.
Open. I can tell you right now, somebody's open.
Massey saw Florida be good. Bottom. 40-34. 4:25 to go. Here come the Patriots. Quickly down the time across the timeline. Trailing by six. Correct? Yeah, by six. 4:18 to go.
All it takes is confidence. And right now, Brentwood's playing with confidence.
Oh, boy. Winley had the steal. He almost got it. Another steal would loom large. Fouls call on Moore. That's fine.
It's third.
We'll take that. 4:06 to go. 40-34. It's as good as it gets in the grade eight here at the Glass House. Bruins up 40-34. Fifth trip in 7 years. Backdoor cut. Harris had the shot. Didn't pull it down. That's his teardrop from that left wing. Saw floater. Took the shot. That kid is deadly. Man, he can shoot. 40-36.
Go. Head up.
Go. Ben Mills gets across the timeline. Get it out front to get some separation. Thank you. Backdoor cut to Winley.
Foul.
And he gets a foul. He's going to shoot two. And guess what?
That's heat out of the ball game.
Mr. Grant has left the building. Go cry a little for Barbara Mandrell, Grant, and leave the building. At five with you, young man. John Winley on the quick cut. Going to the line shooting one and one or two. I didn't see the signal. Let's just watch him pull the trigger. First one is good. Grandparents in Indiana holding their breath like the rest of us. High in the bucket for the second one. 3:36 to go. Oh, rimmed it out. Went in, came out. 41-36. 3:30 to go. Fourth quarter action. Here come the Patriots. Tyler up front. He's looking inside. Gets it to Jameson down the right wing. Way back out front to McDonald. What assessment he is. Boy, a fake move he puts on. Shot. Bottom.
Goodness gracious.
Man, that's as fluid a move as you'll ever see.
That kid's good.
He's really good. Here comes the Bruins trying to get across the timeline. 41-38. And more. He did. They don't call it. Mills saves it. Got Massey open. Mills takes it.
Ooh.
And he can't get it to go. He had Massey open on the left wing. Here comes the Patriots. He walked. They don't call it. How?
Indeed. World.
And I don't know what he just did, but he scored 41-40, and all of a sudden, here come the Patriots like a house on fire, 2:40 mark. Brentwood's got to keep
slow it down.
Slow it down. Take your time. Take a deep breath. 2:30 to go. 41-40.
He did a dance move through the lanes, what he did.
He sure did. It was a five-point differential. Now it's one. Two quick baskets. Lackey gets it back to Moore. Got to get Massey open on the left wing. Guy guarding him's got four fouls.
We need to get Ben Mills down underneath the goal. I don't know what he's doing way up here. Winley should be up top to the Mills.
Me
McDonald's putting pressure on Mills, keeping him from the backdoor cut. And Brentwood's content now. They're gonna do this.
They're gonna stall.
They're gonna do a four corner. They're gonna do this to me. They're gonna give me a heart attack. we're under 2 minutes. 1:50 to go. They are holding the ball. 1 point lead.
Extending the half court. Not a bad idea. Somebody's got to make a good cut though.
It looks like a Dean Smith four corners exactly at the 1:40 mark. You can visualize it. Lackey on the drive. He goes in. He scores. Slice and dice. Got the basket. They're up three at 1:30 to go. 90 seconds left.
Remember what I told you about playing on the stage? Right there is what you got to have.
1:20 to go.
That's okay. Where a young man grows up on the basketball court. Good move by Harry Lackey.
Grandparents are loving this. We're under 80 seconds.
Well, I hope that made him feel a little better because he just made a fantastic basketball play. He just walked.
He did. Oh, you can cry all you want. You can cry all you want, young man, but you took about 16 steps. 1:12 to go. Bruins up. 43-40. Timeout on the floor. Coach Shirley, we need a timeout before we have a heart attack. Is it a full? It is a full. Let's take 30 seconds, Jason. Quick 30 seconds here on AM 950.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Pewitt Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Pewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
Jason Tomlin on the board at Studio A at 1333 West Main, doing a fabulous job getting us in and out of breaks. Here's the scenario. Let's paint the picture. 112, 72 seconds left. Brentwood, Bruins, 43. The Oakland Patriots, 40. Bruins get the ball under their own, taking it out under the Oakland basket. Full court press is going to be employed. The Bruins up three. Garth, this is as good as it gets.
It sure is. Now you just got to protect the basketball.
And make free throws. Ball, get the ball inbounds. Please get it inbounds. Some more. He is to be triple teamed. They get it back to Harry Lackey. Finally, across the timeline, he's double teamed. Gets it to Moore down the left wing. We're under a minute. Moore on the drive. Kicks it back to Ben Mills.
Back up top.
To Lackey out front. Down the right wing. We're at 56 seconds. And a foul called on number 23. That will be Dorian Anderson, the 6'6 junior phenom.
Second.
Coach Troy Bond said that's not a bad call.
They're not shooting 1-on-1 yet, I don't think, are they? That put them in the bonus.
It is. Lackey going to the line with 56 seconds. That is the seventh foul. He's shooting 1-on-1. Harry Lack to the line. High in the bucket. Pulling the trigger.
Oh, man.
It missed his first free throw of the night. Rimmed it out. Up three. We're under 50 seconds. Here come the Patriots. Shot from three. Going to tie it. And the crowd just told you what they did. He tied it. That was McDonald from downtown, literally from about 35 feet. The Bruins try to get it across the timeline. They do. We're at 34 seconds. We're going to run for one shot. We're going to get one shot.
All you got to do is take it down. Don't get in.
Oh, no! He called timeout, and Lackey threw it, and it was, thank goodness, it was already called. Troy Bond.
Man, he couldn't hit him square in the side of the head if he'd attempted just like that right there. Holy cow.
And the Oakland faithful are going nuts.
Ooh.
And the Brentwood faithful are losing their minds, and the announcer is just
nuts. Is what Preston Moore's head's doing right now, because he just got pounded by that basketball. Not looking. Holy cow.
And I'm looking down the media table, and everybody's looking. It's incomprehensible what we're seeing tonight. 43-43.
That's this morning.
This morning, whatever day it is.
Get time, Trey.
I can't. McDonald, when he shot it from 29 feet, I said it tied. And, man, when he left, man, it was good.
Well, to sit out most of the first half in foul trouble, he hadn't had a foul the second half, and he now has 17 points.
Well,
to play.
The Bruins were up three and had a chance to go up five, and he didn't make the front end of 1-on-1.
Got to make those free throws. They have scouted. They know Lackey struggled a little bit sometimes from the free throw line.
But
Lackey's got to overcome that. He's got to be confident because he's going to get fouled again.
That was his first miss. So
yep.
26 seconds. We're tied at 43.
I didn't want to jinx him saying he was shooting the ball really well from the free throw line.
Oh, Lindley almost got an over and back. He saved it. Good balance. 22 seconds. That would have been disaster. Would have been worse than the Titanic.
Oh, what you going to do here? Stormy going for the last second shot.
16, running to 13.
Somebody's got to hit a shot.
Hits Cole Massey. 10 seconds. Baseline drive. Lindley goes up. Saw floater. Missed it. Rebound.
Lackey, and he just fouled.
And they foul. Lackey gets the foul, and they call it on. Lackey, is it 1-1?
No, it's not 1-1.
4 seconds left, and the Oakland's going to get the ball inbound.
Don't let them bring it down. Pick them up.
Pick them up. 44.3 seconds left. We're tied at 43. Nail biter. Timeout on the floor. Brentwood had a chance. Winley just couldn't get the shot off for the game winner with 5 seconds left. Oakland, you know, is going to push it up and try for something, some prayer. Yeah, and Oakland cheerleading section to Brentwood, why so quiet? And I agree. Why so quiet?
Well, because there's just a little bit of nervousness in the air right now. That's why. Wow.
43 for Brentwood, 43 for Oakland, and 4.3 on the clock.
Show me that it would have worked out a lot better if Lackey hadn't have fouled on the rebound and some time had to run off. You know, you could have gotten about 2 more seconds off the clock before Oak called a timeout. Now you're going to have to play. You're going to have to pick them up on the ball being thrown in. You can't let them dribble all the way down.
And the next foul is a 1-1.
It sure is.
So you can't foul. Does Oakland throw a long pass?
No, you get it into somebody's hand just quick enough and get down in here and get in position to take a shot.
Oakland, they're lined up, taking it on the Brentwood basket. They're all at the court. Here comes across the timeline. 2-1 shots on
right
the way.
Up.
Please don't go in. It did not. We're going to overtime. And they're begging for a foul. Troy Bond is begging like a bail bondsman, but no foul. Put your tissues away. We're going to overtime. We got 4 more minutes of basketball. Holy cow. What a way to wake up, Gar.
Jason, well,
we're
going to
keep it here, Jason.
If you're Coach Shirley, you just can't be disappointed in the effort that this team has.
Oh,
Brentwood. Really? Brentwood is the underdog here. This will be an upset if Brentwood pulls this off. Now, a lot of people may disagree with me, but I'm going to tell you, it is an upset. Oakland, District 7 champions, Region 4 champions. There's some dadgum good teams that come out of Rutherford County. Beat Lawrence County, Riverdale, Blackman, and then East Hamilton. You don't go through at least Riverdale, Blackman, and East Hamilton without being good. And, you know, these young men right here, they can play basketball. But I'm going to tell you right now, Coach Shirley has coached his rear end off this game.
He's done a great
job.
And
I'm going to give that man a hats off because they have executed a game plan to the T, had the game won. If it wasn't for a young man named McDonald, and I can't pronounce his first name. But
there,
McDonald, he plays.
All right, we're going overtime. We got 4 more minutes of excitement, and both fan bases are so loud I can barely hear Garth. We got headsets on. The glass house is packed. Guess who gets the tip?
Lackey gets it again.
Lackey out jumped him. Preston Moore across the timeline. We're going to go 4 minutes overtime. We're tied at 43.
Stay and keep it close. It's like you've done the fourth quarter.
Play it like you have. Good advance pass inside to Winley. He's got triple team. He kicks it back to Lackey. Bruins being very content. Down the right wing to Moore. Back to Lackey. Right in front of the left wing. We're at 333. Tied at 43. On how much we got left in the tank on both ends of the floor here, but here we go. 5 second count calls. They move the ball, and Brentwood's going to just. I think they're going to run it down until they get a backdoor cut.
Well, it worked earlier. Lackey went 1-on-1.
Yep.
You know, it could work out that way again.
Double team is more.
There comes
front.
That trap though.
Boy, they
whoa!
Well, they steer you back to Mills, soft loader.
Oh,
missed
man.
It. Mills had an open look from 10 foot. Couldn't get it to go. Good backdoor cut. Here come the Patriots. They have trailed the better part of the fourth quarter. They've got it tied with a few seconds left. McDonald kicks it out of the wing from Tyler. Saw floater teardrop good. That kid, he has not missed tonight from that spot.
Got a smooth little jumper.
Teardrop. That thing would have gone in a thimble. Bruins trail for the first time in forever, 45-43. Here comes Lackey down the right wing, gets it at top of the circle. Winley for three. Good.
What a time to hit a three, Tom Winley. What a time to hit a three.
The sophomore pulled out his knife and said, get some of this at 46-45. 2:17 to go. Ice water in the veins of the Indiana Flash. Here comes the Patriots.
Now get a stop.
Kicks it out, triple team. They kick it out to the right wing to Jameson. He's looking almost stolen by Moore. We're at 2 minutes, and Moore gets a foul. Tugging! Yes, sir, McDonald. Darren McDonald. dare not make another mark because they're going to call a technical on him.
Sometimes it works out the way you want it to work out, and that was one of them.
Yes, sir. Mr. Preston Moore gets an Academy Award for that great move. Off the timeline, the Bruins up one. 46-45. We're at 1:50 to go. Overtime. That's right, overtime. Lackey on the drive goes in, and he's fouled, and they don't call it. Mills gets the rebound, kicks it out.
That's all right.
Cole Massey gets it out front, almost stolen. Boy, that would have been just
that'd been a dunk, what that would have been on the other end.
A thunderous, gut-wrenching, nail-biting dunk. And Lackey finally gets it out to Mills down the right wing. We're at 129. Massey's open for three. Please, B. No good. Rebound, McDonald. Here comes the Patriots. They're down one. He goes in. It's blocked, but a great pass. And Mills gets a foul. He's going to shoot two. I say it was a good block. That was a good foul. Ben Mills.
Good foul.
Good foul. I mean, he just laid the wood to him. Going to the line, 23. Dorian Anderson, the 6'6 junior phenom for Oakland. The stadium is rocking. It's not one sitting down. Anderson at the line. They're trailing one with 1:16 to go. Flexing the knees, eyeing the bucket, pulling the trigger, and ties the game at 46 with 1:16 to go. 76 seconds left. Great season's go.
Boy, that number three reminds me of Admiral Schofield for Tennessee.
Sure does. Shots on the way. Made them both. Anderson's two is the other side of the pillow, man. Brentwood's trailing one, down 1:16. They got to get the ball across the timeline. Got to get it moving. Come on, let's go. He caught the walk, and he did. Preston Moore gets called for walking. He did. He dragged his pit foot. That was a good call. No argument out of me on that one. Timeout, Coach Early. It's a full. All of a sudden, the Bruins are trailing 47-46 with 1:11 to go. The Patriots get the ball. Garth, Preston Moore's down over there. He's down, but Terry Lack's got an arm around him. They said, son, we have got to get this thing going.
You got to go through it. I mean, the wall is there. You got to walk through the wall. Take it down, and you take it down as together as a team. And that's what I like to see. I like what I'm seeing out of Brentwood. They play well together, they got to have a stop right here. This is gut-wrenching right here. I mean,
and you can't foul because they go, well, and going to the line anyway. But
yeah, they're going to the line.
But next foul, it's either 1-1 or 2 shots. So, 1:11 to go. What a broadcast on a Thursday morning, 10 a.m. almost a sleepless night last night. Anticipation, he tried to say, of this. Getting up early, getting over here, making the 45-minute drive. But what a great day it's been. Okay, and they're not shooting. Ball's inbounds way out front. The Patriots got the ball. They got the lead, 47-46. Brentwood needs a steal. They need a fortuitous bounce. Boer's asking for a 5-second. He doesn't get it. Tyler drives down the right wing. Beck's out front. They're going to do the weave out front. We're down to 55. 5 seconds. Preston Moore doesn't foul smartly. Soft floater. Anderson. No good. Guess who gets the rebound? Cole Massey. Rips the glass. Brings the glass. Winley across the timeline. 40 seconds. Here come the Bruins trailing by one. They're going for the last shot.
Brentwood's only got one timeout left.
That's fine. They don't need a timeout. We're right at 30 seconds. Trailing one. 47-46. Come on, Bruins. Backdoor cut.
Lord, there it is.
Galacki. Backdoor cut. They caught him a sling. They're up. 48-47. Here come the Patriots. 16 seconds. Clock still going. They're not taking a timeout. They're down one. 48-47. McDonald's in front of us. Drives to the right. Goes in the paint. Ball floater.
Short.
Willie got it. Some more. Moore's going to get fouled with 2 seconds left. And the Bruins are up 48-47. And I'm going nuts and I love it. How about that? McDonald missed the first shot of his career. Rebound. Don Winley gets it to Preston Moore. Preston Moore is going to get the shoot. Did you shoot guard two or one?
Shoot 1-1.
Preston, you got to make this, buddy. You make these two? Got to make them.
Make these two. They might carry you out of here on their shoulders.
That's right. All right, to the line is Preston Moore. 2.5 seconds left. 48-47 Bruins. Preston Moore trying to take a breath. Eyeing the bucket.
Bottom.
It's a crowd tell you, up two. 2.5 seconds. Preston Moore. Harry Lackey said, go up there and nail it, big man. Go nail it. Eye in the bucket, taking a deep breath.
Got it.
50-47. 2.5 seconds left. Oakland is down to a prayer three-pointer. Timeout on the floor. Troy Bond. And all of a sudden, the red-clad Oakland cheering section is quiet as a church mouse. Why aren't they saying anything?
Well, because if they did, they still couldn't be heard over Brentwood's cheering section right now.
Wow. I tell you what, don't check my blood pressure. I got a nurse sitting right to my right. She checked my blood pressure. It would be 190 over 140.
Tommy, I didn't know you could get so excited.
Oh, you ain't seen anything.
Oh, man. Hey, man, it's Williamson County, man. Basketball is best. The Bruins have come out tonight and played. They have played to the game plan Coach Shirley drew up.
They stayed in a 2-3 the entire game. They haven't pressed. They played what you call very just vanilla basketball. You know, no frills about it other than two alley-oops to Harry Lackey. Okay. And outside of that, it's just been just good old-fashioned basketball.
Okay, Oakland gets the ball inbounds. 2.5 seconds. 1 second. Shots on the way from midcourt. Don't go in. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. The Bruins take down the Patriots. See you later, Oakland. Head back to the house. It's all Bruin time. 50-47, and they play Friday afternoon, 2:45. They get the winner of Cleveland and Memphis East. The Bruins moving forward, 11 AAA, rock and roll.
I'm out of gas.
Are you okay? I'm out of gas. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Hey, hats off to the Brentwood Bruins. Hats off, Coach Shirley. You know, he's waving the crowd up right now. You know, that man right there just executed a game plan to the T. A special moment with the Brentwood Bruins.
And are they giving high fives
to the students.
And the students actually are about to pile over from the other end. There's got to be 2,500 here. What a huge crowd. And Oakland, oh no, there's a shortage of tissues for the Oakland Patriots. I am so sorry.
Well, you know what? That's going to be a good ride for those Brentwood. I told you Preston Moore would be lifted up in the shoulders right there, and he was. And now they're chanting, great to be a Brentwood Bruin.
I believe that we just won.
Well, they did just win. Let's give these scores out real quick. Harry Lackey led the way for Brentwood Bruins with 14. What a great alley-oop pass from Preston Moore. John Winley had a good second half with 8. Preston Moore had 4. John Franklin Burks with 2 of the biggest threes of his lifetime had 8 total points. Cole Massey had 8, and Ben Mills had 8. What a half. Oakland led by Darryl McDonald with 17. Lonnie Tyler with 11. Andrell Grant with 6. Dorian Anderson with 5. Jaden Jameson with 8. What a game. Brentwood Bruin moves on and more than likely will play
Memphis East.
Memphis
Who's probably the third best team in the NBA.
Well, you know what? We're going to get a chance to see the number one player in the country tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Memphis East comes out right now, and he is 7'1".
And he is a giant.
7'1", Darth.
Mr. Wiseman, that's a man. That's a man-child right there is what that is.
All I can say is what a ball game Coach Shirley coached tonight. And,
look what ref we've got showing up here for the state. Uh-oh.
Mr. Two.
He's already addressed Mr. Wiseman. Look out.
And Mr. Attitude. That's Garth, your favorite official.
He ain't gonna know what to do to officiate a kind of athlete like that. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Well, the Wiseman kid's 7'1", and he could play for any major college that he wants to. He's already signed, committed to Memphis State, University of Memphis, and So I'm having a hard time. My brain is just so, I'm so exhausted right now. I'm savoring this moment. What a beautiful win for the Bruins. They have one of their, I'm just going to mention they had a player that, frankly, no longer on the team, was the leading scorer. And here they are, addition by subtraction, and they're in the semifinals of the state tournament.
Well, I said the latter part of this season, when all of that controversy and drama was going on, that Brentwood was a better team after the fact, because they went through that, held their heads high, and just came through. Look where they're at now, playing in the semifinals of the state tournament.
And this gentleman's going to bring us some. He's going to bring us the stats, and I just thank him so much for that. And we're in great shape. We're going to enjoy looking at these stats. And I'll tell you what, Jason, let's do this. Garth, any final words? I'm out of gas.
Now my final words are: I've got to get back to Gateway Tire to work, so you can stay here and watch a little basketball.
I think I will. I'll
enjoy the moment.
I think me and Jill sit right here and enjoy.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
I'll do it. All right.
Thanks to all of the shout-outs, to everyone listening to us. We appreciate you all. Tune back in tomorrow because your Brentwood Bruins are moving on to the semifinals.
They'll play tomorrow at 2:45 Central Time. 2:45 Central Time. We'll be on the air right at 2:30. And we're getting shout-out from the Shirley family. And we're going to read this on the air. I'm just going to tell you, I don't mind doing this. I got a feeling that was Dean. I don't think I've ever danced and cheered so much here by myself. Thanks for the exciting commentary. That's Dean, the brother of Coach Shirley. I tell you what a joy, privilege, and a pleasure. For Garth Boland, for Miss Jill sitting next to my right, this is Army Mitchell. And no doubt about it, if you're an Oakland Patriot, it's been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Y'all tune in tomorrow. We'll have it for you at 2:30. Good night. God bless.